Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
In your inbox.
Delivery notification.
From heartwarming messages from family members.
Hot and lonely singles in your area.
To important.
Lose weight now.
Updates.
You've won the lottery.
At work.
A princess from Morocco wants to meet you.
National Email Day honors.
Verify your Apple iCloud account.
The impact.
Cash in your Bitcoin account now.
That email has.
Your online account has been locked.
On our lives.
A refund is coming your way.
In today's.
Claim your gift card now.
Tech dependent world.
Please update your payment details.
Oh no!
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Get on up. National Email Day. Of course, it kicked off. Any idea which year? Do you remember what year you got your first email address?
Ooh, 92 maybe?
93, I would assume. Maybe even later than that.
It may have been. It was sometime in the 90s.
Email kicked off 1971.
Really?
1971.
Huh.
I have a question for you. Do you remember your first email address the way you remember your first telephone number? Do you remember your first telephone number?
Yep.
Which is what?
922-7722.
I'm surprised it wasn't only four or five digits. You know, living out there in halls in the 1960s. How about your first email address?
I really don't know.
You don't know your first email? Well, where? When AOL, America Online, sent out a bunch of... they contacted DJs across America, morning show DJs across America, and offered you free email address if you would talk about America Online.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my 1993, early 1993, with the disc you put in your computer. I remember going to get a computer... Mm-hmm. My wife losing her godforsaken mind because I spent, back in that day, like in 1993, I think I spent like $1,000 on a big desktop computer, this big monitor.
Did you have to get a desk to put it on too because it was so big?
I had a desk, put it on the desk, logged in as bigbaldbutthead@AOL.com.
So that was the first one.
The very first one. Then they wanted a radio station one, so I had Mark Hot 97. Worked at WBHT in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Was by that and at that time was Hot 97. Do you remember your first email address?
No, not really.
You don't remember your first email address the way you remember your first phone number.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
522-9374. BigBaldButthead@AOL.com. Now, granted, you know the steel trap over here, which is a curse and a blessing at the same time. No recollection. Where were you working? Somewhere? Was it work related?
Mm-hmm. Mine would have been something with 975 in it.
975. Oh, B97.5.
Well, it was WEZK at the time.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
It wasn't even B then.
Going back in Knoxville radio history.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Yeah.
So no record, Kim Dot Hansard maybe? Or did they even use dots back then? I don't know. They didn't separate the way they do now.
Right? I really don't know.
Did you have a personal, like AOL or Hotmail or Prodigy or CompuServe? Those were the two.
I had an AOL.
Which was what?
I don't know. Don't know.
Really? Yeah, not use it?
Not a lot, no.
Huh.
I used it for, I used mine for work, but I didn't have a personal one because a lot of people I knew.
You said you did have a personal one.
Well, I mean, I did, but I didn't use it a lot. That's what I'm saying. Nobody I knew really had personal emails.
Well, I mean, I was the very first with a personal email, and I didn't have anybody to email with other morning show DJs.
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't, just didn't. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have a lot of people to email with.
I remember Rick Rumble Don't Mumble up in Norfolk. Yeah, I remember a dude named Greg Dwyer. He's Greg Dwyer Never Hire at AOL.com. He's a big toker back then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he give himself that or did somebody else?
A proud toker way back when. So did you see... There's a new trend on social media, and I love the words trend on social media. It's just mind-boggling. People are now washing their shredded cheese before eating it.
Why?
Well, there's an anti-caking agent on most shredded product. Because if you didn't coat it like Tillamook does in potato starch, or Kraft with corn starch, Sargento with powdered cellulose, which is effectively refined wood pulp, by the way.
Mm-hmm. That sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't, your cheese would clump.
Mm-hmm.
Your cheese would clump. You know, you ever heard of, like, you know when your husband brought home the other day the big bag of chicken that freaked you out because you couldn't see the chicken?
Yeah.
You know, those are individually frozen, so they don't clump together. These are individually coated. You know, they just wash them, if you will, in cornstarch or whatever, and they blow it off pretty much. But it's on the cheese. You can kind of see it. Doesn't affect the taste, the quality, nothing.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't do a damn thing. It's like, it reminds
except keep it from clumping.
It keeps it from clumping.
You know, I never thought about the cheese having anything on it, but it makes sense.
You know, if you look at it, you can say, oh, there's a little residue, if you will. And I remember, because I love my meat cutter, my cold cut cutter at the grocery store I go to. And there was a time I was getting a very soft meat, liverwurst cut. It's delicious. Shut up.
It's almost mushy, isn't it?
Well, it's liver mush or liverwurst, and you have to put a piece of paper in between each one so that it doesn't stick together. Makes it easier to pull apart to make a sandwich or whatever. And she told me once that someone complained about the pieces of paper between them. Am I paying for paper? I want to pay for the meat, not for the paper.
What?
Yeah, exactly. So things need to be separated. You got to keep them separated, like the song used to say. Well, guess what? The social media trend of people now pouring their shredded cheese into a colander and then washing it and then drying it on a paper towel. The water that strains out is cloudy. Of course, you're washing something off of it.
Thus proving to them that they're right to rinse it.
Of course. Oh, sure. Look! Here's some dumbasses right here.
We're going to wash the shredded cheese. Let's make it taste better.
Washing something off of there.
It's cloudy coming off of there.
Yeah.
Ooh. Look at the difference.
You can see the difference. Look at that. Now you can actually feel all that stuff on this cheese.
Now you're thinking about it, you feel it.
Oh my God.
So much cleaner. Like
cleaner?
It's more smoother than this.
Yeah,
cheese right here.
We're dealing with some geniuses right there. It's more smoother. It's more smoother. Rinsing cheese is messy. You have to measure it out first because you shouldn't return the cleaned cheese to the fridge. Even if it's dried, it can develop mold faster because you've washed off mold inhibitors that are also added. Kraft labels them as natamycin. Mm-hmm. People. What a neck. I'll take your turn, baby. Woo! Necks, baby. It got it on their neck.
Suddenly redneck isn't so bad.
Not so bad anymore.
Did you see where Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs is going to be facing off against Joey Chestnut and others?
Ooh, wow, the real deal.
Yeah. And get this, you're going to love this, the 2024 Ultimate Baloney Showdown.
And I wasn't invited. I could put down some damn baloney.
I was looking at the list because I thought Mark's got to be a part of this, but
of course
your name's not on here.
Well, of course not.
I mean, you love baloney.
Yeah, but we're talking about me being invited somewhere. So, you know, whatever.
Well, Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs is going to be taking part.
You and I are tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Who knew? So what is this thing? Where, when? And how can I do like a wedding crasher kind of thing? We're like these fake referees show up sometimes or a fake umpire, mm-hmm. Can I infiltrate myself in?
Well, I'm going to tell you all the particulars so you can show up.
All right.
And I think it's going to be pretty easy for you to do it. It's the Rec Sports Field Complex down at the University of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Saturday, May 18th.
Okay.
And it's going to be, like I said, Joey Chestnut, who, of course, we all know that name. Even I know that name. Okay.
What does that mean? Even I know that name.
Well, but in the food eating world,
you don't pay attention to the hot dog championship every year and the new record that's been broken every year.
The widow.
The
Black Widow.
The Black Widow, Sonya Thomas.
I know her.
Right, yeah.
I know Joey Chestnut.
Okay.
There's a couple of others. If you said their name, I'd go, okay,
Eric,
that's one of the even people. But
Eric Badlands Booker.
He's not here. Jeffrey Esper,
That's Jeffrey Epstein. He was he was in prison and he killed himself.
No, this is Jeffrey Esper. Nick.
No idea what I'm talking about.
No, I do know who you're talking about, but I'm talking about eating people. Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, no, hell. Not cannibals.
Make sure you let Ralph. Oh, hang on. That was the way you were going with that. Oh, well,
Jeffrey Esper, who he's like apparently.
Like the president's uncle being eaten by cannibals?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But Jeffrey Esper is one of the food eating champions, apparently. Right, well, Nick Wayrie, James Webb.
It doesn't matter.
And Gideon Ogee. Those are the ones.
I guess it does matter.
Well, those are the ones. And they'll have eight minutes
to do what?
They'll have 8 minutes to consume as many slices of bologna as possible as they try to win this championship. The winner gets $10,000 in cash and prizes.
Nice.
So it's a real thing.
Now, are we talking about ring bologna? Or are we talking about like sliced?
They said slices.
All beef? Are we talking about the cheap variety? What are we talking about here?
It doesn't tell me that.
All right. Are they separating them with pieces of paper between them?
It doesn't say that.
Like their liver mush?
It doesn't say that.
Okay.
I mean, they're not giving you all that. I guess if you're in the contest, they give you the parameters on that.
Sure.
Because they've had this before. Glenn Jacobs has never been in it before. This is his first time, is a real record.
Is this
to be
the
beat.
First time here in Knoxville, though?
Yes.
Interesting.
Everything I can find. So
there you go.
This has been added. I think it's been 2 years that this has been a real eating slate of sanctioned competition.
Okay.
So it is a real sanctioned thing.
Right. Okay.
And
I mean, sanctioned within the Competitive Eaters Association.
That's what I mean.
Gideon Ogee
holds the bologna eating world record for 2 pounds in 52 seconds.
Oh. 2 pounds in 52 seconds.
So he is Joey Chestnut's biggest threat.
I linger with my bologna and cheese sandwiches every day. I just take my time.
But in a contest, you can't linger.
I know, but I'm just saying I wouldn't want to ruin the bologna experience by taking it and just shoving it in my mouth.
Even in a contest, you wouldn't be
No, I'd be so enamored with the bologna. Like I'm enamored with my own bologna. Sabrina Carpenter. It's called espresso, or as Yes Man would call it, espresso.
Sure would.
You say espresso, don't you?
Yeah, it just comes out. I don't do it on purpose.
I know it comes out. I hear it.
Yeah, but I don't do it on purpose. I know it's pronounced differently.
Say the letter S.
S.
Say the word press.
Press.
Now put S and press together. What do you get?
Espresso.
Say the letter S.
S.
Say the word press.
Press.
Say S press.
S press.
Now say espresso.
Espresso.
Ho-ho! Say espresso.
Espresso.
There's the X.
Everybody says it like that, though.
No, not everybody.
A lot of people, but... Yeah.
Well, that's too many people.
Nine?
It's not espresso.
It's like especially. People say that, too.
Are you an especially guy?
I'm not. I don't say that.
So you can say especially.
Especially.
You can't say espresso?
No, it's espresso. That's what it is.
Are you being a douche?
No, I'm not being a douche. That's what it is. That's how I've always said it.
That doesn't make it what it is.
I always said wheelbarrow, too.
Wheelbarrow.
I still say that.
Oh, you say wheelbarrow.
Yeah, I've always said it.
Did you say that predate him? Hell, everything predates him, but...
Yeah.
Did you say
I said it my entire life.
Wheelbarrow.
So, yeah, I thought that's what it was.
It's wheelbarrow.
Well, I know that now, but I always said wheelbarrow.
We said Chester drawers on this radio station.
No, I didn't. Well, I never said it that way. No, I never said it that way.
We said it on this show yesterday. If you'd listened to the words coming out of my mouth.
No, I heard what you said.
No, I
thought you said I always said it that way. And I said, no, I didn't.
I didn't say
but
that.
But you said it yesterday, yes.
I said chest of drawers, and you said Chester drawers.
Not Chester. When you said chest of drawers, I said not Chester.
Right.
Yeah.
So you brought it up.
Yes, but I don't say it that way.
I didn't say you did.
I'm just making sure. Because a lot of times I say things that I didn't. Because you say said wasper, and I never said wasper.
You do say wasper.
No, I don't.
How else would I have known of the wasper?
Because you heard it.
And also, Chicago, it's my kind of town. You say Chicago.
I say a lot of things wrong, but Chicago is not something I said.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What is that green leafy vegetable that Popeye eats?
Now that I said wrong. Spinach.
Yes, it is.
But I said spinach.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You didn't just say spinach.
Yeah, I say it wrong.
You say spinach.
I know, I say it wrong.
When you dropped a Chicago on us, I thought, well, that's interesting. A word that's C-H that starts with a sh.
Yeah.
I've never said Chicago.
Do you think I'm making it up?
Yes, I do, because I've never said that. I say a lot of things wrong, but that's not one of the things
I don't
say.
Make things up. I hear them, and I
record them.
Well,
you didn't hear that from me.
I did.
Well, then find it where I said it, because I've never said it.
And why do you say spinach?
I don't know. I've just said it that way.
It sounds better. It does sound better. It just rolls off the tongue better.
Give me some spinach. I've always said it that way.
Really?
You think I don't say it that way. I'm just saying it sounds better. Hold on.
You think we should change the word from spinach to spinach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
It's smooth.
Said the dude who says espresso.
Yeah.
He can say especially, but he can't say espresso. Well, because it's not espresso. It's espresso.
You know, you get it fast, I guess.
All right, I was going to tell you, don't wash your Tesla Cybertruck. Don't take it to the car wash because it'll stop working, but we'll get into that coming up, I guess.
Just for washing it?
Well, I saw one over the weekend. I saw my first Cybertruck. I don't know if you...
Out in the wild?
Yes, out in the wild. I've seen them online a bunch. I watch a lot of videos on YouTube concerning cars and trucks and stuff like that. I live vicariously through people constructing them and reconstructing them and breaking, you know, all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I saw one in Knoxville over the weekend for the first time. I was like, oh, that's a Cybertruck. My wife's like, huh? So, she goes, you want to go get an espresso? I'm like, oh, my God. Kim, are you ready for the email song? You love the emails? Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
The mail, it never fails and
what?
Makes me
what's wrong?
It's not my email song.
Oh. Well, it's National Email Day, and how interesting that Catherine has sent an email to us, and we appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
Dear Mark and Kim, I have been listening to you since I was a kid, and now I have my own children, and I love the stories that you tell, and you left me dead yesterday. Which means, I think, laughing.
Yes.
Yeah.
When Mark was flatlined by a Gen Z, or was it Alpha, at the fast food drive-in over the napkins?
It was determined that it was a Gen Z because the Alphas drop off at like 14, I think.
Okay.
Someone sent that to us in our text.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Where I said, oh, you didn't put any napkins in the bag. And the person at the drive-thru said, oh, well, you probably have some from the last time you were here.
I love that story. That was such a great story.
So can I finally share a story with you two after listening to you guys for years? I guess I'm supposed to answer that. It was just a question.
I love that.
I would assume it's rhetorical. This past weekend, I had a new girl babysitting for my 2 and 4-year-olds. She's a local college girl, and I'm hoping that one day she'll become our nanny. And I was showing her around the house. And she was curious to see the finished basement that I had told her about. So I took her down to which is basically my husband's man cave, which is a showcase of his hunting trophy. I'm sorry, this cracks me up. Of his hunting trophies and military memorabilia. She literally asked the question if the buck heads on the wall were alive before they ended up on the wall. As in, I guess, maybe they were fake.
Oh, like stuffed animals or something.
Well, but stuffed animals, taxidermied animals, or former real animals.
Yeah.
Maybe just a facsimile of. I told her, yes, those were real. And they turned into delicious stews and fajitas. I think she was completely freaked out. Then she saw his collection of vintage bullet boxes. And I had to prove to her that there were no bullets in the boxes. Oh, and the deer skull and knife collections were a tough one to explain to her as well. I'm pretty sure we won't have her as a nanny. To me, this is all normal stuff, but I can see how someone who didn't grow up in the South has never been exposed to that kind of lifestyle and can be thrown off a bit.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that I should not show the next candidate for nanny all of my husband's collections?
And maybe lock the door to the basement.
Yeah. I would love to find out your opinion on this, Catherine.
Yeah.
Well, now when you're hiring a nanny for the children, I'm assuming of a certain age, unless you're hiring Mrs. Doubtfire, I would assume that they're in their 20s, right? I mean, most of the nannies that you're going to hire, like for a summer in a nanny ship.
Nanny ship.
I mean, my little best friends have a nanny during the mornings until I can get there. And, you know, she's like 21, I think. 22, I think.
There are some older ones, but usually, usually they're younger college students.
Read their room, if you will, before you let them in your room.
Yeah.
Your man cave with your... Dude, so deer heads freak people out?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
My brother-in-law has a cabin in Tahoe that we get to go to for free because, you know, we don't travel unless it's free. It's a massive elk on the wall with big antlers. That's nice. Like, it's huge. Mm-hmm. It was and formerly real, by the way, Catherine. So, that's just it.
If you're not used to that stuff, though, see, now I grew up with hunters, but my dad did not have his trophies on the wall or anything. But my brother... does hunts. He does drawn hunts where he goes and gets big animals.
Do y'all eat?
And they, yes.
Okay, venison stews and stuff like that?
Yes, and elk and all that stuff. And he has his trophies like at his office.
Catherine, I would suggest that invite her back over and hook her up some like deer jerky backstraps or some, or whip her up some stew. You know,
I'm thinking she's not going to like that.
Little venison stew. And say, oh, how did you like our meal? Oh, it was delicious. Well, you know. You know that taxidermy elk head down there? That's what you just ate.
That's Toby over there on the wall.
Toby. Toby.
I don't know why.
It's a deer named Toby. That's interesting.
Oh, my Toby!
Toby's also the dog that dragged his ass across the carpet and freaked out the lady in the commercial. But you brought out a Toby on us. All right. So, Catherine, thank you for the email. And I would suggest maybe you lock up the man cave before you. But anytime, feel free to jump in, text us. Mail's always here. And we'll share that with you on the radio on Star 102.1. Versus him, Mark versus Kim. Today is Julie versus Eric. Julie and Eric are playing the feud today for...
two passes to the Southern Tequila and Taco Festival in Farragut this Friday. These passes will get you into the festival at 6 p.m., 5 tokens to sample tequilas, cocktails, or beer, and 3 food tickets for tacos. Event benefits, remote area medical.
There you go. Good morning, Eric. Good.
Oh, he said once he got home, it would be fine.
Got worse.
Oh, no.
Julie, hold the line. I got his dig-um phone number. Hold on, my love. Oh, my God. Don't! Killing me. Man, oh, man. You might be playing for the boys.
Hello?
Dude, you're killing me over here. We're on the radio, bro.
I literally turned into my street and my phone went bloop.
You said it would be fine when you got home.
All right. Chris, don't bitch at him.
I'm not. Right, you just yelled at him.
Yeah, but you're bitching at him. There's a difference.
No, I'm not.
Dudes don't mind when dudes yell at them. They don't mind it. All right. So let's make sure Julie is there. Julie, are you there?
I am.
Let's start with the ladies. It'll be the top 5 answers of the board. You'll be giving me the most popular answers for this first round of the first point, Julie and Kim. Julie, name a celebrity that people really don't like.
Kim Kardashian.
Is Kim Kardashian on the list? Well, at number 2, any Kardashian. So we'll say yes, any Kardashian, like the any key on your keyboard. Number 2 on the list. Number 1, 3, 4, and 5, and 3 strikes to work with Kim. Name a celebrity that people really don't like. She likes all
Elon
celebrities.
Musk.
I know.
Here we are with Elon Musk again.
Yeah, he's on my favorites and my
strike number 1. Julie, give us a celebrity that really people just don't like.
Taylor Swift.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Blasphemy.
Oh my god.
No. Right.
Strike number 2. Kim, name a celebrity people really don't like.
Beyonce.
Y'all have lost complete touch. Strike 3. Boys, talk it out here. I mean, my goodness.
Not sure. I'm going to say The Rock, maybe. Tom Cruise.
The time for discussion is over. Eric, for the first round of the first point, name a celebrity that people really don't like.
I'm going to go with Tom Cruise, even though I like him.
My bro friend. Tom Cruise? Name a celebrity people. Number one, Chrissy Teigen. Huh. Number two, Annie Kardashian. Number three, Gwyneth Paltrow. Number four, Chris Brown. And number five, Kanye West. Interesting. I guess he could have been under any Kardashian, couldn't he?
Well, he's not a Kardashian.
You think you needed to explain that to me?
Wow, the look.
Damn right I gave you a
wow,
look.
Wow, the look.
That's right. You're going to get another one, too. Scoremaster Steve. What
that is
got?
One for Julie, all zero right. for Eric.
Eric and the boys, here we go. Top five answers on the board. Eric, give me the most popular answer. Name any cola that isn't a Coca-Cola.
RC Cola?
Is RC Cola on the list?
Yeah!
RC at number... Royal Crown at number one. Yes, man. Any cola that isn't a Coca-Cola?
How about a Pepsi?
Is the Pepsi on the list? Yeah! It is at number two. Three strikes left and three answers left. Eric, a cola that isn't a Coca-Cola.
The cola.
I'm sorry?
Bubba Cola, like from Walmart.
I still don't hear. I hear the Walmart. I hear that. What's that first one he said?
I don't know.
Well...
Bubba Cola.
But is Bubba Cola on the list? Didn't make the top five. Took us five times to get that answer. Yes, man. Two strikes left.
Cheerwine.
Cheerwine. Not a cola. Strike number two. Not a cola.
It's a cherry cola.
A cola is a flavor. A cherry cola is a different flavor.
Okay.
I'm not even sure it's a cherry cola. Eric, one strike left. Three answers left. Any cola that's not a Coca-Cola.
Lightning Cola.
Is Lightning on the list? Strike three. Girls, talk it out.
Is Dr. Pepper a cola?
I don't know if he means they have to have cola in the name or not.
The time for discussion is over. Julie, for the second and the third point, name any cola that isn't a Coca-Cola.
I'm going to say Dr. Pepper.
And I'm going to say Dr. Pepper, not a cola. It's a spicy pepper drink. It's not a cola. RC,
it's
Pepsi.
Dark.
23 flavors?
That's caramel culling, darling. That has nothing to do with the cola. RC, Pepsi, Jolt Cola, Jones Cola, and CNC Cola. Mm. All right, score.
So it did have to have cola in the name. Okay, I wasn't understanding.
It didn't have to have cola in the name. No, it wasn't. Cola doesn't mean it's the name. It means it's the flavor is cola.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cola is an actual flavor.
Okay,
yeah.
I just didn't understand that. I didn't know if it had to have cola in the name or if it was...
I didn't say that, though.
Well, I know you didn't. That's the reason I didn't understand.
Scoremaster Steve, what
That's
going
to be two for Eric and one for Julie.
Eric, that means you get to listen to this and decide if you want to play it or pass it. It's round three, top four answers on the board, and only two strikes to work with. Fill in the blank. Bed blank. You want to play that or pass that, Eric?
Play it.
All right, Eric. Bed blank.
Bedtime.
Bedtime. Did he say bedtime? Yeah! From that home where he's got great cell reception? I'll say yes at number two. Two strikes left. Yes, man. Fill in the blank. Bed
bugs.
Bed bugs on the list. Yeah! God, I hope you don't know about that firsthand. That's number one and number two off the list. Number three and number four left. Eric, bed blank.
Bed sheets.
Strike number one. Yes, man.
Bed spread.
Strike two. Girls, talk it out for the win.
Bedroom. Bed covers.
Bedpan.
The time for discussion is over. Julie can win it all right here. Bed.
I'm going to go with bedroom.
Bedroom. She said bedroom. No. Oh, you didn't have. Bedroom is kind of like two words. I don't know. It's just bedpan. Julie, you said. You said bedpan, Julie. It's on the list at number three, and bedhead on the list at number four. Well,
good try, though. Good job, Eric.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Southern Tequila and Taco Festival, Eric. Congratulations.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So yesterday I saw that John Travolta got his role in Pulp Fiction because he did Quentin Tarantino's finances. And the whole interview process, Yeah. Did you not see this? I thought it was hilarious.
His finances.
Yeah.
Well, John Travolta's an actor.
Yes. And the whole interviewing process or their conversation surrounding Pulp Fiction was weird. Okay. It was the 30th anniversary of Pulp Fiction is why they were talking about this. Greatest, 30 years. Can you believe that?
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
I have not. Well, it's.
Don't be so reverent.
I have.
Well, no, but I mean, everybody's heard of Pulp Fiction and it just seems odd that it's been 30 years to me. But then you see John Travolta and you're like, okay.
1994.
Yeah. I mean.
It's a long time ago.
30 years. So anyway, Tarantino was a huge fan of John Travolta's. And so he reached out to his agent and said, is there any way I can get him in here? So John went to Quentin's apartment. Don had also lived in that apartment at one point. So it was kind of neat for him to go back to his apartment and see it.
Yeah.
So they started talking about different things. And somehow John said, you need to get your finances in order. So he started doing his finances. But they also played board games, like three different ones, because Quentin had John Travolta's Welcome Back Kotter game, Grease, and Saturday Night Fever games. So he was a huge fan of John Travolta's. But they played all three of those games, and then John ended up doing his finances.
What does it have to do with the interview questions you've been asked?
But then he hired him for Pulp Fiction. So this was all part of the interview process for Pulp Fiction.
How does that have anything to do with him getting the job as an actor, though?
That's what I was asking. He said it was the weirdest interview I had ever had. It was 24 hours. Jeez. It was like they spent all this time in the apartment doing all these things. And he's like, how would you like to be in this movie?
I mean, he is John Travolta. I mean, he's a good actor.
But he said it was because he did all these things with him for 24 hours and then straightened up his finances.
And he said that got him the role, as opposed to the fact that he was a perfect person for the role?
He said he was going to be perfect anyway, but he said he was analytical
so
in the kind of mind
John Travolta
that he needed.
To do his taxes or something. Maybe John can do your taxes.
I wish.
He said he had the kind of mind that he needed for the role.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, that's weird.
Well, Quentin Tarantino's weird.
Well... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what?
So I asked.
He definitely is.
So I asked, I said, what was your strangest or funniest thing that happened in a job interview? So I'm sure you had one somewhere along the way.
What?
A weird or crazy thing that happened in a job interview.
Other than asking me if I should have had an appointment first? You know, for the interview?
Okay.
just showing up. I mean, that did happen once when I was working at one radio station and went to another radio station and sat in the lobby until the program director came in.
Oh, that works.
And you know, approached him without an appointment. And he said the words, shouldn't you have an appointment? I said, would you have given me an appointment? He said, no. I said, well, here I am. And I didn't get the job. So there you go.
Oh, but at least you got your foot in the door.
Why'd you open your mouth like that?
See what I did there? You got your foot in the door.
Because you did literally have your foot in the door.
No, actually, yeah. I walked through the door. My whole body was in the door.
Yeah, but you had your foot in the
first.
Door.
But
yeah.
See, usually when you say you got your foot in the door, it means it was like the first step to getting the job.
No, I mean, literally, you got your foot in the door.
So that means that everybody can get their foot in the door.
Exactly.
Right. To me, when you say, oh, you got your foot in the door, which means you did something and then you got the job. Like when you sent.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. See,
I'm just saying most people wouldn't take the initiative to at least show up and sit in the lobby. Okay. You got your foot in the door. Most people wouldn't even do that.
You and I have a difference of opinion on that.
I know. We have a difference of opinion on everything.
Is it everything?
I'm just saying.
You just said this morning we agree on something.
We do, but not on everything.
All right, 8:15. We'll be back with some of your comments coming up on the Mark and Kim Show on Starwater 2.1.
John Travolta got hired for Pulp Fiction after spending 24 hours with Quentin Tarantino and doing his finances. So I asked what funny or strange things had happened to you in interviews or how you got hired or not. And Jillian said, I was conducting a phone interview with potential summer camp staff. And I asked the typical question of why they wanted to be a camp counselor. And he answered that his mom was making him get a job and thought this would be a good one for him. I eventually thanked him, wished him luck, and told him I would be going with other candidates. 15 minutes later, his mom called, crying, asking why I had rejected her sweet boy. After a few minutes of a lot of crying and nonsense, she said some nice things and hung up. The same boy applied next year, and I didn't even call him in.
When your mother gets involved in the interview process... Hold on, let me tell Tyler this. Tyler?
Yeah.
Your mother gets involved in the interview process. It's not going to go well for you.
No, it's not.
Why not? That's how I sound.
That's how I hear you.
Mark says, I was helping to interview a candidate, and the reason he left his last job was disagreement with management. So I asked him to elaborate. He said he was on a break eating a sandwich and minding his own business. And can you insert your okay here? That's what she says. She goes, insert Mark's okay, which I can't do. When a coworker pulled a knife on him. So what was he supposed to do? He pulled the knife back.
So I'm confused. So he was eating lunch by himself.
Minding his own business.
And he got a knife pulled on him. Mm-hmm. So of course he pulled out his own knife.
Yeah.
And that's the disagreement with management?
They both got fired, and that's when he disagreed with the management's decision.
So management didn't pull a knife on him.
No.
Because I know that our general manager and president has threatened to pull a knife on Tyler. Or no, she'll just cut you. Which one? Someone can mean two things.
She will cut you.
Cut me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's pulling a knife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Christina says, I was interviewing someone once who kept picking their nose and flicking boogers.
Okay, that's not true. That's simply not true. That's what she said.
Says it was happening.
Nobody's flicking boogers during an interview.
Then at the end, when I thought we were done, they pulled out a bottle of lotion and moisturized their entire body almost.
Not
legs,
true.
Arms, stomach, face.
Not
they
true.
Didn't get a handshake.
A what now? A hand wipe?
They did not get a handshake.
It's a good job interview.
Sounds like a lotion is used for something.
Yeah.
Danielle says
that can't be true. Write her back. Get in the comments and say, tell her not true. Mm. Say, Mark says.
Liar.
Liar. That's not true.
Mark says liar.
Mark says liar.
Yeah, that's not true.
Danielle says, I was interviewing a candidate and we both had worked for the same gentleman at different points in our career. And I made the comment that he was no longer with us here. And the guy I was interviewing said, good, he was a horrible boss. I'm glad they fired him. The look on his face when I explained that he had died was priceless.
He probably felt the same way. That's when I would say, well, serves him right. That's what happens. Bad bosses need to die.
And Emily Ann says, several years ago, I interviewed a man who was obviously smoking the devil's oregano when he completely flying during the whole process. He spun around on an office chair. He was talking to a wall.
Is he the booger flicker?
This is a different one.
The guy who moisturizes his whole body during an interview?
Yeah, he was in a utility closet at one point when I left the room and came back. The whole interview was crazy. We concluded the interview, and instead of standing up, the man just wheeled his chair out of the conference room and into the hallway. He followed him and eventually stood up, said thank you to a wall, and walked out. I still think about that man, but he was the funniest interview I had ever had.
I hear he's now selling CBD products. Is that true? Mark Madness, I think, was in the top 16, Don't California Our Tennessee.
Yeah.
But not just purely California.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, but that kind of works.
You might hear the word California in these next few seconds here. Because, I mean, truly, 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 I mean, there's a reason why it is the number one state people leave. What is wrong with people? I mean, I can't ask that anymore. I know.
We determined that a couple of years ago.
The answer in this respect is just California. California might ban the clear feature at airports, which is effectively TSA pre-check, but this is more expensive to private business as opposed to just the TSA doing it. California wants to ban that because the new bill in Congress, in the California Congress, is saying it's just letting rich people pay to cut in line. I'm like, yeah. If you can afford the $189.
And want to pay it.
Or if you just want to do TSA pre-check, which is like $89, $99, whatever it is.
What's the problem?
Because the words they use, if that does, see, when you explain something in a way and then you just lie or you make something up to make it sound worse than it actually is. I don't know why I have my voice on like this. They say that no one at the airport should, quote, have to suffer the indignity of someone pushing you out of the way to let a rich person pass you.
Who's pushing people?
Rich people, Kim. You know, the ones...
Are they shoving everybody else?
The ones, those billionaires in the Titanic Explorer submarine that... Well, they're just billionaires.
I never said they're just billionaires.
You were here for it.
Yeah.
I did not say they're just billionaires. Swear I heard that.
And didn't you push somebody at the flea market?
Wasn't a billionaire.
Oh.
How do you know? See, you're judging. How did you know that she wasn't a billionaire?
Why she was? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
If you saw, I try to think of a billionaire that you could see and say, that's Jeff Bezos, if he wasn't with his, you know.
Yeah.
If, yeah.
Probably wouldn't know a billionaire if I saw one.
Right. Unless you saw them at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean.
That's right.
Because, you know, the submarine full of, you know, billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
California would be the first state to ban it so that you wouldn't have the indignity of someone pushing you out of the way. So rich people. Most people just didn't wake up one day and they were rich. It didn't happen that way. You know, they didn't. Oh, what happened? Wait, my bank account's got $1 billion in it. Well, let me go push some people out of the way at the airport.
I got places to be.
I gotta go. And by the way, the rich people are flying private anyway. All right, if they're really, you know, the billionaires that everybody seems to hate. I would like you to look up the word pandering today. This is called pandering, political pandering. And so when you look that up, if you don't understand, you'll say, oh, okay, they're pandering. They will say anything, politicians, it doesn't matter who they are, will say anything to get a vote. They don't care. Power is all they care about. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely, baby.
Mm.
Especially in California. Good Lord above.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Kimmy.
More.
So Kim has something she'd like to talk about on the podcast today, tomorrow, whenever.
Yeah.
I think she just said those words.
Yeah, I did.
And so here we are today on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kim Hanser.
Yeah. Let's talk about FAFSA. Do you remember FAFSA?
Why are you talking like this?
I'm just talking. I'm not talking about any other way. FAFSA.
FAFSA. It's yes, hard when to you say. Apply for assistance for student loans.
Yeah.
A FAFSA. Now, is your son going to Harvard?
No.
Is your son going to Dartmouth?
No.
Is your son going to Yale?
No. He's not going to any of those
places.
Is he
going to the Yale of the South Full Sail?
No, he's not. He's going, he's starting at Pellissippi. He's going to go for 2 years and get his associates at Pellissippi.
Not necessarily I will say this, that it will cost you less to send your son to college than it has to been to send your son to high school.
Oh, yeah, because we have the program here, first of all.
So I will have to ask.
Go for free.
I will have to ask, why would you be applying for student loans if, in fact, it's Pellissippi?
Because you have to fill out FAFSA regardless.
FAFSA?
FAFSA. I have a hard time saying that. FAFSA. And
say espresso.
Espresso.
Espresso. We still said
it. It's not going to change. But,
you've decided you're going to hold on to that.
Yeah. Don't learn anything new. Just say the wrong thing.
So months ago, you know, because he goes to a college prep school.
He does?
Yeah. CAK is considered a college prep school.
Aren't all schools a college prep school?
I would think so, because you go to school to get ready for college.
What?
You know?
What is this bullshit? Hold on. What school isn't a college prep school?
I would say that they're all a college prep school.
Well, then why do you hang your hat on that?
I'm not hanging my hat on
it.
Why is
CAK hanging their hat on that? Do they have something that in their curriculum that puts them into a college preparatory academy?
Supposedly.
Or whatever.
Supposedly.
So no kids are allowed to go into the working world after?
No, they can't. I mean, you can do whatever you want to. Clearly, they don't, you know, you have to do this.
Will you then be erased from the history of CAK if you don't go to college, if you go to a college prep academy?
No.
Only find out that you just wanted to go into the working world or you...
No, but I will say that there are some people who are going, straight into the workforce, whether it's like a family business.
Don't tell CAK.
And it's like, even I'll... some of the people there, I will say, not the administration, but some of the people associated with it, will say, going straight into the workforce. And I've heard that, and I'm like, who are you?
College is for everybody, especially what they've done with colleges over the last decade and a half. First of all, made them more expensive than they need to be.
Yeah.
And second of all, a lot of times these are indoctrination places where people get indoctrinated into a certain political philosophy. And, you know, there's a lot of backlash against colleges right now. And if you want to go into the working world and doesn't involve college and you can make a living for yourself, yes, by keeping your expenses low, maybe you won't earn as much as a college graduate. Then guess what? You'll live a life that you haven't been indoctrinated. You haven't been charged too much for your education, and you're out there earning and living and starting a life on your own.
Well, let me tell you something else. There are people who will go straight into the workforce and make just as much or more than someone who has a college degree, depending on the field that they're going into.
It can happen.
And some of the kids that I've heard people say, oh, you're going straight into the workforce, or, oh, you're not going the college route. You know, I.
Well, it is a college prep academy.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I'm disappointed by that. But again, it's not the administration or anything like that. It's people ancillary.
The point is, I'm asking the question, why are you applying for a student loan?
Because you have to. If your child, no, you have to. If your child is going in, they say you have to have a FAFSA account, and you have, I don't know if this is carryover from so if you wrote before a
check,
or not.
Hold on. If you wrote a check to Pellissippi for the semester or for the year, you have had to have,
They still want you to have a FAFSA account.
Who does?
FAFSA or the government or whoever. I don't know. So anyway, we
you're putting a third F in FAFSA.
FAFSA.
Look it up. FAFSA.
I have difficulty saying that too.
So anyway,
just look it up. See what it stands for. Maybe that'll help her.
So we started this way back when we first got the information because, like I said, the college prep school, they really good. The counselors are really good about, here's the time you need to start this. Here's the time you need to do this. Be sure your student is doing this, or the student should be doing this, is what they do. They send it to the students, and then they, as a courtesy, they send it to the parents and say, your student is now doing this. They're doing this. And they all have accounts where they're doing all this stuff. Well, Eli had done all this stuff. So he's had his account set up for months. And so then they send a thing and go, okay, your student has done this. He's filled out his part. You need to do your part. So my husband and I go on and we fill out our part. And then it says, okay, within 3 weeks, we will send this back and tell you to finish your part, because they have to, you know, send it through whatever channels, and then you complete it. So we got that weeks ago. And so we went on to complete our part, and my husband was able to complete his fine. I went to complete mine, and somehow some number is not matching.
You've been flagged.
And I go, and I'm like, what is not matching? What is it? And I don't know if it's my last name. I don't know what it is. My last name wreaks all sorts of havoc with things. And,
what do you mean your last name wreaks all sorts of havoc? If you had just gotten married and taken the name of the husband that you had.
I did take my name.
But you did it the first time. Why didn't you do it the second time?
I did. I take my husband's name after the first 5 years of marriage. But I took his name. I just don't use it professionally, but I do have, his name. And
you didn't at first.
But it's called, five years of marriage. Yep.
I said, what took you 5 years?
Well, the first time I was married, I got divorced after 4.5 years, and I decided, you know, I may not take the name if I get married again. And so I didn't. And at the 5-year mark, I took his name. And so,
didn't still tell us why she didn't do it.
I just decided I wasn't, because it was a nightmare changing things over. It was a nightmare. So anyway, and my son has
stands for what?
Free application for federal student aid.
Oh, FAFSA?
Technically, yes.
Yes.
If you add the 4 in there.
FAFSA.
FAFSA. So we fill it out. So everything's through now except my part. So I did this. I filled it out and it said it had been accepted, but then it got sent back and said, no, there's some discrepancy, whatever. So you look for the red spots just like on anything, you know, that says you have to redo this. So I did that. Well, so yesterday my husband called to find out what the problem was with mine being accepted. And they told him that I need to call them to get it fixed because they have to speak with me directly. But like any
are you going to put that off like you put off
no
paying the speeding ticket? You're going to put off like you pay, like you put off the driving course, which you ended up didn't end up taking, by the way.
No, I did take.
Yeah, where's that receipt we're supposed to be looking at?
You don't have to see it, but I took it, and it's sent to our insurance company. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so he calls, and they said, well, we'll need to speak with her directly.
Yeah, we heard that part. Have you spoken to them yet?
No, this was just yesterday afternoon that they told him this. And they said the best time to call, because he said, well, I like to never got through to talk with him. Is there a best time to call? And they said, well, yes, there is. First thing in the morning when we open is the best time to call, between 8 and 10. And he said, well,
you need a day off?
That's what I'm thinking. Should I take a day off just to call FAFSA?
That you don't really need?
And he said, he goes, is there any way that I can call and for her? Because I'll have all of her information. No, we really need to talk with her directly. And so.
But that's that's usually when you're borrowing money.
Well, and that was the thing he said. My son is going to a community college. He's going to do this. Our state has this. He went through all the things. Yes, sir, but this has to be completed. So it's not something you can just
not if you had off if you hadn't started the process.
But we but it's our understanding that every student going to college has, and you have to fill it out every year.
I'm looking it up right now.
And you have to fill it out every year.
And it's FAFSA, not 2F.
I didn't say it was 2S. I said it's Free Application for Federal Student Aid. Of course.
Oh, they dropped the four.
Yeah, okay. Out of the acronym.
The FAFSA is required for all federal financial aid and some non-federal aid. That's why 68% of college students complete it. You could be part of the 32% that doesn't have to go through this, because I'm sure at least for Pellissippi, maybe not so much for anywhere else he goes past that, but maybe you could write the check. You do not have to sign up for FAFSA. It is not required. It says it
then
right
here.
Then
why do they keep telling us we do? Because we've already said, we've been paying tuition, college tuition, for 12 years.
Right. You can afford it. You don't need to apply for federal student loans. You don't need to begin the process, nor do you need to have an account as a parent, because you are not applying for federal student loans or private student loans. You do not need to do this. But
so
of
is
course,
this something
if they, to make something more difficult? therein lies the Hansard way.
No, it's not the Hansard way. We keep being told we have to do this. Now, is this because maybe I should talk to the school? Because everything we get from the school says you've not done this yet. You have to do this. Is it just because they're telling everyone wholesale
across
the board?
It says if you don't complete the FAFSA, you won't be able to receive federal financial aid.
But, okay, so maybe
you may also be ineligible for certain types of college scholarships.
So that must be the Tennessee Promise. I think it's because of the Tennessee Promise.
Well, you didn't use it. You have to fill that out.
No, that's what I'm saying now.
So you're taking the Tennessee Promise, you're taking the Hope Scholarship.
Yeah.
Okay, then that's why.
So maybe that's why we have to do it.
Well, then you should have said that.
Well, I said we don't have to pay at the beginning. I said maybe, but I didn't make the connection that maybe that's why we have to do it. Because he is eligible for Tennessee Promise. Because everybody can.
This is because of the Hope Scholarship.
So
lottery
I guess
scholarship.
That's it.
Yes.
So I guess that's it. So
you
have to
so
do
when
it.
I say you're not receiving financial aid, you should say, yes, I am. I'm getting the Hope Scholarship.
Well, the Hope Scholarship, yes.
That's financial aid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that's what he's doing. Because,
right, to get that.
Because
you don't have to take that.
No, yeah. We don't have to.
Why are you taking it?
Because he's eligible for
but
it.
But you don't play the lottery. The lottery.
My husband does.
Does he?
Yes, he does. I've told you, he buys tickets. He and my mom.
Does he?
And now my son from time to time, but.
Well, your son's a gambler.
he's told you he doesn't. He does the ball
your son's
boards.
A gambler.
He does the ball boards.
He's
he doesn't
sports betting.
No, he doesn't.
Buying lottery tickets. I'm pretty sure I was behind him. I was three people back at the convenience store line, and he got his scratch and win tickets. He was getting his money back.
Yeah.
Bought more scratch and win tickets and stood there at the counter in the way of everybody. Scratched him again. Won more money, gave him back.
Holding up the line.
That is not
bad.
I hate that.
No, he wouldn't do that because he complains about that.
Why are you taking the Hope Scholarship?
Because he's eligible and it's something
he may
we
be eligible, but that's also for need.
Well, you know, the lottery makes a lot of money in this state.
Right. And there are people of need.
And people of need can get it too. He's eligible, so yes, we're taking it.
This is similar to you being yelled at when you were in the handicap stall in the women's bathroom. What else is
but
this
not
similar?
By a handicapped person. It was just someone else who said, if someone handicapped
what are you gonna do
is
then?
In here, what are you going to do? And I said, well, there's not anyone handicapped in
what
here.
Else did
there was
you
a
do?
Line,
you also
so
did
I did. So, yes, I did use the handicapped bathroom because there was not a handicapped person in there. So, yes, I did.
Oh, so the whole bathroom, not just the stall.
No, it was a stall.
Okay.
What I'm meaning is the larger stall.
Yeah.
Because as someone came out, I went in. We just, you go to the first one.
There's also something that
Well, Mark is not for that. Well, and I'm okay. And I did.
If you get more space.
Who, yeah. Well, yeah. It's not for the space. Well, it's for the Tyler likes to, line.
Like, he likes to recline while taking a shit. He just now, legs all spread out.
It's a relaxing
kick
process.
Back, got his arms behind his head. Well,
now, I don't do that. But I will say
you
that
also
I,
did something where you.
But I especially did that when I had.
She's talking over me because she's trying to get me to forget.
No, I'm
there's
not.
Something else I forgot.
No, I'm going to say I especially did that when I had. Like when Eli, my son, was smaller and had him with me, you know, would do that. But,
yeah, that makes sense.
But hold on. No, not so much now.
There was something else I gave you hell for taking that you didn't need to take.
Oh, you got onto me for thrift store shopping for the longest time, and
that's
I had
right.
to explain to you,
you did.
That thrift store shopping is not just for those who are of need. It's for anyone, but the benefits go to those who are less fortunate.
But you will go to a church that's giving clothes away to people who need them, and you'll be... You'll go through those, right?
No.
You won't do that.
No, I donate a lot of clothes to you.
You don't pick up the box of food at the Thanksgiving?
No.
At the church?
No, oh. I don't do that.
Okay. So you did explain to me that money is goes to the unfortunate.
Absolutely.
That's what you can't say. Can you say
it
the
benefits
the needy?
That.
The less fortunate?
The less fortunate.
Yeah, not the unfortunate.
Yeah, that sounds that's horrible.
You. We're all unfortunate yeah, sometimes, that's definitely you know? Me.
So,
but, so I guess
so if you're
going
to take the Hope Scholarship,
the
then Hope Scholarship. Yes, that's the FAFSA question that we could have asked if we'd just known to ask, are you taking the Hope Scholarship?
I didn't
but
make
I
that
just assumed that you weren't going to take the Hope Scholarship.
No, we're taking it.
I'm of the mindset that if you don't play the lottery, you don't put in, you shouldn't take anything out of it.
Well, my husband plays the lottery. He and my mother are on it. They can tell you when the drawing is and all these all right. things.
After but you don't really need it because even
no,
even full price
I mean, I think everybody
Pellissippi,
needs it.
And you don't get any hope. You don't get any hope scholarship for CAK.
Oh no!
You get no scholarship for CAK.
Oh gosh, I wish.
The point I'm making is that it's going to cost you significantly less money.
Yeah, it is.
To go to Pellissippi, so why take what you don't necessarily need?
Because it's a benefit that is there for us.
I understand that,
and so we're going to take.
You don't have to. Remember in the movie Cinderella Man, Jim J. Bullock.
Never seen it.
Is that his name?
So the name Cinderella not, Man?
Yeah, Jim J.
It's a boxing movie?
It's a boxing movie, and he'd taken the government assistance, and then when he made enough money, he brought it all back, put a big wad of cash up there and gave it back to them. But you don't need to do that.
No, I don't. I mean, but
it's a benefit,
it's a benefit that we have available to us.
Does everybody get that benefit? Like, you're not taking it away from anybody, right?
No.
Just like, it's like there's not a certain number of Hope Scholarships, and then once they're filled up.
No, you have to fill right. out the, as long as you
so
fill out.
It's not
out,
based on need, then.
As long as you fill out the paperwork, every high school student.
Is eligible. Right.
You have to take the steps.
It's not based on need.
No, you do have to take the steps. Like, there's so much, you have to have so much right. community.
Now that we straightened out the FAFSA reason, what's your FAFSA problem?
I don't know. I've got to call sometime between 8. I can call any time, but the best time to call is 8 to 10. And my husband was on the on hold for, I think he said, an hour and a half to get that answer.
Yeah. Do you have any criminal judgments against you? Any civil judgments against you? Have you been sued? Do you have any outstanding settlements or anything that might stand in the way of you receiving federal assistance? Because once you've applied for federal assistance, they do some sort of background check, I would assume, or at least a financial check to make sure that you not have money that you owe to the government or your like garnishments or anything like that. There's nothing
oh,
that
I'm
we...
I'm sure they do. Did they do that check? I'm saying I'm sure okay. they do. I'm not saying I'm sure we do. No, I'm sure they do that check.
I'm sure they do have information on me about something like that.
No, I don't.
Okay, so no liens?
No.
Probate?
No.
Anything that may be lingering from a 25-year-old divorce?
No,
I mean, look.
No.
People have been, look, my wife works in finance.
Yeah.
And she says there are things that hang on from marriages that are decades gone.
Yeah.
That help.
That you
sorry,
don't know about
that harm when people don't realize when you can go back and through Credit Karma and the rest of it, go back and check your credit report. You can see, oh, wait, I've got a judgment here. And that might prevent you from getting a loan. You've got something on there that doesn't need to be on there. Sometimes even mistakes. My wife sees that all the time in her stuff and suggests to the people, you might want to get this fixed and then reapply because as of right now, they can't accept their loan.
Unless something is showing up that hasn't before, because I mean, I've purchased vehicles I've purchased,
but you're not. You know. But you don't purchase vehicles from the federal government.
No,
this
I don't.
This is a government issued scholarship. So something has been flagged with something in your history where maybe you've got something outstanding.
Like not I that wonder, I know of.
Like I fear when I go to North Carolina if I've got some sort of outstanding warrant.
But I thought you took care of that.
I didn't take care of anything.
The whole point
I'm saying is, I've told you this before, your retention's a little small. I've left the state in 1990 thinking, I think I left and I didn't pay a speeding ticket.
Oh, see, that's the one I thought you went back and paid.
No,
didn't you go somewhere and pay for one?
Yeah, when I got one here and I drove to Marion, Virginia one morning to pay it up there.
Okay.
But I just took that day off. No, this is from 1990 or 1989, whatever year I left North Carolina. I have this weird, odd feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also had my car license plate scanned for a toll in the state, where they will scan your license plates for tolls.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't come up. I would assume that would probably be a way for them to also, hey, hold on. Back in 1990, you left the state without paying for a speeding ticket or something like that.
Did you get nervous anytime?
Yeah. I know that I've gotten something from the state of North Carolina concerning toll road or toll, you know, they can automatically charge you a toll as opposed to you stopping at a toll booth and throwing money in. So I think I'm cool. I think I'm fine. But it's always been a kind of a lingering, ooh. So you never know what could be in your past. And once you've found out, we would be interested to find out what small, crazy, hot mess Hansard's anomaly is taking place to keep you from, watch you end up That'd being be the reason why you can't get the Hope Scholarship.
Mm.
For something in their past, or maybe they realize you didn't take the defensive driving course recently, and maybe you need hold on. If they ask to see the certificate for the defensive driving course,
they would see it. Yes, I would send them a copy.
But you won't let us see a copy.
You don't need to see it.
I know I don't need to see it. I want to see it. Isn't that enough for you? If I want something, wouldn't you like to provide that for me? If I have a desire, I desire to see the certificate that says you completed the defensive driving course that you claim to have. I would be honored. I would be honored if you trusted me enough to show me the certificate from
I trust you enough to not show you and that you will believe that I took it.
That doesn't make any sense. What if I just say, you're known to lie?
Well, then that's your choice
truth,
to
the
say.
The whole truth and the Kim. Huh. What word could I use? Or how much money would it cost me? What if
money.
I paid your son's first semester at Pellissippi State?
Yeah.
Would you then show me the certificate that proves that you did, in fact?
I don't need to show it to prove anything. I shouldn't have to prove it.
But if the government wants to see it, you'll show them?
Well, yes.
Hmm.
Huh.
But how would they want to see it?
Can I get a job working at the post office, which is kind of the government?
I'm the government.
You said you'd show the government. if I run for Blount County mayor, I don't even know if there's a Blount County mayor.
Every county, well, I don't know. Maybe they don't. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
I don't know if every county has a mayor. I should know.
Sometimes, I think every county has a mayor. I may be wrong.
Don't they sometimes have managers?
Yeah, the county.
Doesn't matter. If I get on the board, on the school board, will you then show me?
No.
Okay.
Why would I show a Blount County school board
Blount
member?
County Mayor Ed Mitchell.
Oh, Ed, yeah.
Ed.
Yeah, we know Ed.
Good Ed.
So if I run for office and become part of the government, then you'll show me. Well, good luck with your FAFSA.
It's driving me crazy. So the people who are filling it out because, you know, they need it and all this other paperwork that goes with it, I feel for you.
Oh, it's stressful.
I just feel for you.
What do you know about filling out FAFSA?
Well, I had to do it when I was 18 and I had issues with it and I just... I ended up not being able to get any help.
Eli got his part easy.
Victimized by FAFSA.
Yep.
Twice. There it is.
Twice.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening. See you.